Now tell me right out loud, what are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Duck and cover.
He did what we all must learn to do.
You
and you
and you
and you.
Wow, all right, giant and once very loud artifact of the Cold War from the duck and cover era disappeared from its perch in a park in North Seattle last month. And our resident historian, Felix Bunnell, has spent the past few days trying to track it down.
Yeah,
this
good
is
morning.
Interesting. Good morning.
It's a twisted tale. There's some bad news, some good news, and maybe a chance for some better news in the near future. Kind of a roller coaster. Buckle in here. I got a Facebook message from a history fan on Monday, a guy named Doug Pratt, who lives in Elma, but he grew up in Kirkland, like I did. Somehow or other, he stumbled across a Reddit page that showed recent pictures of a giant Cold War era air raid siren and tower being taken down and hauled away. Sirens like this were all over populated areas back beginning in the early 1950s and were tested regularly as often as once a week. They were standing at the ready in case the Soviet Union sent those big, slow bombers over the North Pole so they would have time to warn that they were on their way with their nuclear weapons. Let's hear a little sample. Frank's going to help me here. I'm going to play a little bit. We'll pot it down right away. Don't be alarmed. This is a siren on tape of an actual functional Cold War siren. So if you hear that, you know you were in big trouble, right, 70 years ago. So Doug Pratt thought the photos he found were of a siren on Finney Ridge at the Finney Neighborhood Association. That's a very famous landmark. It's up on a tower. It's right there. Everyone knows what it is, right by Woodland Park Zoo. But then he figured out it was the same kind of siren at a place called North Acres Park at 130th and I-5, just north of Northgate, where it had stood for more than 70 years.
Then I got to thinking about, well, I wonder what happened to it, because like I believe I said in that message to you, them things are worth money. You know, and I'm wondering, did the city of Seattle, were they able to sell it? Or did they just haul it off to the scrapyard? I mean, what happened to it?
You know, I wondered why this was so important to him. And Doug said he likes engines, like the famous Chrysler V8 Hemi that actually powers the old siren. He also remembers hearing a similar siren at Houghton City Hall, which is now part of Kirkland. It used to blow regularly for volunteer firefighters and for air raid drills back in the 1950s. And basically, Doug Pratt remembers the darkest days of the Cold War.
I lived through it. I was there. I was one of them kids. If the siren goes off, get underneath your desk, kiss your goodbye. You know, it was back in them days, back in the 50s, and that was it.
So here's the bad news, okay? I reached out to Seattle Parks and Recreation. They wouldn't talk to me on the phone for some reason. I don't get why when public officials won't talk to radio people on the phone. I was like, come on, we want to. Anyway, that's enough
it
inside
makes you
talk.
Like, what are you hiding?
Yeah. But through a series of emails, spokesperson Rachel Shulkin told me this, quote, "The tower was removed starting on March 18th because it contained lead paint and not safe to be in the park, especially since it was aging and may soon become a fall hazard," which you could say about all of us in this room here. Seattle Parks and Recreation reached out to several historic organizations to see if they wanted it, but they all declined. "The motor is being restored by Binford Metal in Kent. Let me know if you have any other questions," unquote. I had a lot of other questions, but I didn't get answers from Seattle Parks for another 24 hours. In the meantime, I called Binford Metal on Monday. Nobody knew what I was talking about.
No.
More about that in a moment. Okay, that's a little tease there, a little narrative tool there. Now, as for the, quote, several historic organizations who were asked if they wanted the siren, Seattle Parks later said it was just two groups, one of which was Mohai. I worked at Mohai for a long time. I know a lot of people there. I checked with Mohai. They said they got an email offering them the siren about 5 years ago. And in response to that email, they said, "How big is it? How much does it weigh? How will it be taken down?" Seattle Parks never responded. Anyway, I pushed back on that about Seattle Parks. They're gonna confirm today whether that's true or not. That's a big deal, though, if they didn't actually reach out to Mohai, or if they did reach out and Mohai had questions, they didn't answer them.
Yeah.
Okay. Then yesterday afternoon, I got a call back from Binford Metal, the salvage company in Kent. What they told me is that a guy named Rick Estes, the owner of a company called Ascendant Demolition, that's a company Seattle Parks hired to remove the siren and the tower from North Acres Park, gave the siren free of charge to Dave Binford of Binford Metal. So it sounds like the tower itself was scrapped. Haven't confirmed that. That seems to be the case, though. But the motor with the siren horn still attached, all there in one piece, is sitting at Binford Metal in Kent in an area they call their Field of Dreams, which is a bunch of rusted trucks and farm equipment and stuff that they hope to restore someday. Now, here's what I'm hoping is that Dave Binford will find it in his heart to donate the siren and the motor to Mohai or some other museum who actually gets a chance to respond to it. Because there's a Seattle high school student we met last year named Nathan Varess, who's an expert on these things. As we reported last year, Seattle City Light gave him a smaller World War II siren, which he then restored and donated to the Flying Heritage Museum at Payne Field. It's a great story. I talked to Nathan late last night. He was really bummed to hear the siren from North Acres Park had been sent to the scrapyard. He's had his eye on it for years. He says it's actually in better shape than the one at Finney Ridge, which has a bunch of parts missing. This thing's all intact. So here's the potentially good news. Nathan Varese is willing to lead the charge to restore the Cold War artifact and find a home for it at a museum if Dave Binford is willing to let that happen.
This siren itself is very rare and unique, so I feel there would be like options where we could get like fun, just thinking ahead a little bit, where we could get funding and stuff for it. I think we can find a museum to work with that and create a good partnership that should help restore it and get it all good.
Now, I asked the person at Binford Metal if Dave Binford would be amenable to some kind of arrangement, and they couldn't promise anything, but they didn't reject it out of hand. I also reached out to Seattle Parks and a few city council members to see if they'd be willing to help facilitate getting the siren headed toward a museum with Nathan Varese's help. Now, I don't know many 17-year-old World War II and Cold War era air raid siren experts, but we do have one right here in our own backyard with a track record of success.
You don't ever come across these sirens ever, not for sale, available. They're either rusting or, like, in a museum. So, you know, when you got a chance like this, you can't really let it slip through your hands.
So I hope to have updates later today on this. And who knows, keep our fingers crossed. Maybe this story will have a happy ending. But if it doesn't, it's kind of just a bummer that this thing that belonged to all of us ended up in a junkyard and not going to a museum that the public could enjoy it at. Because the one in Finney Ridge up on a tower, you can't see it. This one could be up close.
Yeah.
You could see it and maybe actually operate and
be
really
loud. Well, I love your approach to this because you have a kid involved. And the kid is saying, please hand this back over so we can,
Yeah, and he did a beautiful job on the restoration of that World War II siren. It operates. It's gorgeous. He raised money for it with a GoFundMe. I think some of our listeners even contributed to the campaign, so who knows?
Okay. All right, Dave Binford. No pressure.
Yes, we're counting on you, Dave. It's all up to you, Mr. Binford Medal of Kent.
Felix,
in your field of dreams.
Thank you for all the work you put into this. This was a lot. That was a lot. We appreciate you.
Sure, you bet.